Hi everyone. I think today's podcast episode is very special to me because I would be sharing some accounts of stories that my mentors have been sharing with us. And time and again, I feel I am on the right path or on the right journey of why I chose to be an herbalist, and which I've already discussed before in the previous episode. Why I continue to be one is justified by the miracles I see in client cases of my teachers and mentors. So, in fact, in my own practice, I start and end with herbs. It isn't a surprise, but and it's not like I don't use vitamins or minerals or other nutraceuticals. But I do emphasize hugely on utilizing herbs in the form of tinctures, teas, flower essences, especially. And I mean, this was the work of our traditional healers, practitioners, physicians in the past, insinuating towards Aristotle, Hippocrates, Asclepius, Galen, Dioscorides, etc. And even other traditional systems like Ayurveda, Unani Tib, traditional Chinese medicine. And at the root of all of this is they were studying the patient, the client, and not the disease, and connecting appropriate plants to people, which made all the difference in the lives they touched. And they handed over this torch over to the next generation, so that this undying flame of herbalism keeps enlightening all of us and reminding that we are not alone, as we have Mother Nature, Mother Earth, supporting us in each and every way. The work of an herbalist is taken as woo-woo or mumbo-jumbo just because the representation in the society is such. Also, many a times people do get ripped off their money by scammers and tricksters, which is then equated to the entire herbal community working in this area tirelessly. Or, for example, someone who is in a dire need of help. So after circling around various practitioners, they finally reach an herbalist as a last resort to their healing. And if they are not treated, I mean, we as herbalists, we can't treat anyone, but if they do not see any symptom relief, then it's like they would be succumbing to some, you know, life sentence of that disease. And does that, I think, really puts a lot of pressure on herbalists to figure out what needs to be done. And observing this dichotomy begs me to ask this question in the first place, that why was nature separated from human physiology? Can't we collaboratively with the conventional medicine help people overcome their problems or successfully manage their symptoms, so that no side of medicine is undervalued or overshadowed? And I think I have to just get done with all of this rambling, because I like to also look at the bright side of things, and because it empowers me every day to get up, do the learning, and spread the knowledge with the others. So it's my highest purpose and a passionate pursuit for herbalism. So let's get the juices flowing and begin to explore some beautiful, complicated cases my teachers and mentors could successfully solve with herbal medicine by being a mechanic and an artist. Okay. So the title for the first one is Astringe the Pressurized Heart. I have to mention about Matthew Wood, who is my number one inspiration and teacher, and who always cite case studies correlated with specific herbs. Now, this one pertains to high blood pressure being put into remission by astringent herbs. And these are those herbs that tighten, tone, and strengthen loose tissues, thus shrinking tissues where it's needed. Now, this was a female client, 55 years old, who was extremely quiet, exhausted, with brightness above the eyes and a pale complexion. Her immediate complaint was poor kidney function, and she did have renal anemia, that is, there is lack of kidney signaling the bone marrow to make more red blood cells. Therefore, she was on erythropoietin supplementation. And Matthew Wood, after taking the whole case history, recommended sumac berry, lady's mantle, and sage, 3 drops 3 times a day. And she took it for 5 months. And then she ran out of the herb blend. But by that time, her blood pressure had come down to normal and she was off blood pressure medications. It's completely unbeatable to even imagine that. But please do not, I'm just explaining all these case studies to you all, but do not do it on your own because you need to do it under someone who's more experienced. And then, if there are any side effects, then again, y'all are going to blame it on herbalism or herbs itself. Okay, so her kidney function was better and renal anemia was slightly better. And a year after her doctor, when she went to her doctor, he was so impressed with the results, by the substantial improvement in her kidney function, that he wrote into her records that she was taking herbs for the condition. Now, ain't that amazing? Like, I think every herbalist needs to work with such a type of a doctor, and it would be a delight. So, I think indeed it was a lovely case where sumac berry, which is a stimulating astringent herb, was determined to work on renal anemia and also improving the venous vasculature that is directly tied with the right side of the heart, which is more prone to structural relaxation, stretching, and dystonia. Okay, so moving on to the next one, it's a case of prostatitis. Or shall we say pelvic stagnation? It's by Rebecca Altman. And Rebecca helped this her male friend who was having prostate issues for 2 years, but his problems had started when he slept with a stranger and thought he'd contracted a disease. And this incident shook him to the core that he stopped having sex and controlled his natural urges. And after a few months, he experienced pain in his prostate area. He remained on antibiotics, even alpha blockers, with little relief in pain. Yet he kept collapsing at his workplace. He had no erection and was contemplating suicide. Now that's serious, you guys. When he first described his symptoms to Rebecca, he felt his prostate was hard and burning constantly, where he wasn't hypertrophic, rather, I would say inflamed and constricted around his urethra, making urination very difficult. So, a tea made up of gravel root, plantain, goldenrod, and marshmallow was selected, along with agrimony tincture, which gave him that instant relief. Yet, after a few weeks, he did experience some dizzy spells and also He accused his medications for trying to kill him. Those were his words. Now he was in a lot of pain. And since he also retired from alpha blockers, Rebecca was convinced that this case was a case of stagnation and heat due to tightness, pain, and stagnant flow of blood. So she provided him with a herbal potion to remove the stagnation in the pelvic region with anise, herb Focaria, and red root, along with bedazin and plantain, to soothe the burning sensation. And he was to remain on the previous tea that I mentioned for stagnation removal, along with an anodyne tincture, which was made of California poppy, skullcap, wild lettuce, and Jamaican dogwood. Voila! After the first month, his symptoms were 50% better. He was sleeping better, had stronger erections, his dizzy spells went away, and even his vertigo ended within a few weeks of cessation of the alpha blockers. He continued on the protocol with few changes to the herbs, but by the third month, he was symptom free, and this was long before projected time to remission. So this really reminds us to actually trust our intuition, as eventually our health is in our own hands, and always approach different modalities and keeping your faith rather than resorting to things like suicide, which I know can be very difficult when a person is facing some really serious condition, but just to have faith. Okay. So now the next one, it's amazing, again, very inspirational figure for ulcerative colitis. And the herbalist over here who helped this case was Pamela Spence. Now, this is a special case where the person or the client who initially stayed in the ward in the hospital to deal with her ulcerative colitis was now a volunteer to encourage and educate other patients about herbs for managing their inflammatory bowel disease. This was a female who was diagnosed with psoriasis and ulcerative colitis. And she was, of course, feeling worst under the sun due to her immunosuppressive medications. And ulcerative colitis was causing her to vomit and suffer diarrhea for up to almost 30 times a day, due to which she was hospitalized. And in the interim, she lost all her hair due to lack of iron. And also, stress aggravated her symptoms. Plus, she had some sleep disturbances and also experienced palpitations during her UC flare-ups. And upon Pamela's recommendation, she reduced her acid consumption in food and started consuming nettle tea to reduce her uric acid levels. And she was also left with one herbal tincture blend, which was focused on psoriasis. It contained herbs such as oregano, grapefruit, marshmallow, milk thistle, hawthorn flowers, and chickweed and licorice root. And the other one contained three herbs in a powder form, which was targeted towards gut healing. And they were slippery elm, turmeric, and psyllium husk. Now, in about 3 weeks, she was feeling happy with the results, and she noticed that her bleeding from the bowel was significantly reduced, and she was tolerating more foods than usual. And also, the patches of psoriasis were soft and pink looking, and there was no more scaling. She felt calmer, more rested, and better in herself. She remained on the same protocol for a year, And her consultant was so happy with the results that she kept Pamela in the loop with the client's case further on. And the client was also able to reduce her suppressive drugs. So these are just some of the cases that were so enlightening to me as a student of herbalism and really inspires me and motivates me to help my clients with their stubborn, long-standing diseases, that herbs do matter, and when used appropriately, it changes the name of the game. It's not that I need to validate my work with you guys, rather, it's an opportunity to open to the idea of utilizing the power of nature in your own healing, and as well as managing chronic issues. And also, it's also for those who are sort of stranger to such a concept. Herbs have always been our ally since antiquity, and it's up to us to engage with it or ignore it, just like everything in life. And I think the following quote also marks the end of this episode. Deep in the human unconscious is a pervasive need for a logical universe that makes sense. But the real universe is always one step beyond logic, by Frank Herbert. So if you're motivated to learn more about herbs and how to take care of yourself, your family, and your friends, you can join our monthly subscription, which is advertently kept affordable for everyone, where every month we would be covering different topics all about health and wellness so that you are well equipped and empowered to make positive changes, not just in your life, but also creating a ripple effect on others you touch upon. Have a nice day. Ciao.